There's only one place you should be on Halloween. Locked inside your homes asleep. Stay 6 feet from your neighbors on this Halloween, or in your mouth the COVID sneaks.
Yeah! There's only one place you should be on Halloween. Locked inside your homes asleep. Stay 6 feet from your neighbors on this Halloween, or in your mouth the COVID sneaks.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
Sorry we're late, live people, but this is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. Travis is here, and we're joined by a very special guest, Mr. Jim Chadman from the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast. Jim, I hope you're well.
I'm well. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited. I did want to ask a question up top. Is that permissible?
Usually,
Absolutely,
Mike wants to say we've got a hell of a show.
You are right. First. Oh my god, I've already fucked it up so badly.
Jim, don't get ahead of yourself. We got not very much time to fill now because we started so late. Guys, joining the Three Timers Club later on today, we will be joined by author Willie Handler, a good friend of the show. Looking forward to talking to him. Jim, question.
Yes. So sometimes when I come on the show, I have such reverence for the show, and I get a little spazzy. So I feel like I put too much pressure on myself to be engaging. So I promise to be present, but with your permission, I don't want that pressure to be compelling. Is that all right?
So are you saying asking for permission to take the week off? Is that what you're doing, Jim?
I want to be present. I want to support the efforts of the show without inserting myself too much.
So you'd like to disconnect a little bit.
Yeah, I would like more of a drunk role.
I can sign off on that.
Jim, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you saw a Ronald McDonald?
In the flesh, person portraying Ronald McDonald?
Did you know that Ronald McDonald's been gone since 2016? Didn't know.
Shut your mouth. That can't be true.
He's been gone. You remember a few years ago when there was creepy clowns walking around and everybody was creeped out? I think they were in Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
McDonald's was
there's a guy you could hire to scare your kids.
Right? The Wrinkles the Clown or something like that?
Yes.
Was he actually a murderer, Jim?
I don't believe so.
I never actually watched that.
To be sure, but I'm not sure if he crossed.
I think he was just a regular clown that wasn't getting a lot of works because people find clowns creepy. So he just reassessed his business model and sold his services to terrify children.
He found a gimmick.
Oh, and we all got to find our gimmick.
So 2016, yeah. Bunch of weird ass clowns running around in Texas, and people were saying, "What's with these clowns?" I don't think they ever found out what was with the clowns, but they were walking around. They were just being creepy.
We had them up here too in the Fox Valley around the Green Bay Appleton area. And they would appear, one in particular, I think, would just kind of appear and people called the police and things around that exact same time. I think it was a clown epidemic. But what happened with that was come to find out that it was a person or persons making a independent motion picture.
Motherfucking McDonald's, Travis, and I can't believe that we missed this. Motherfucking McDonald's said, you know what? All these creepy clowns, they're giving people the willies. Let's just take a step back from this whole Ronald McDonald thing for a bit. And he's been gone. He's gone.
I feel like the proper response to that would have been to double down and not necessarily made new commercials because, you know, I mean, in this day of Michael Bay's and special effects, right, it just tends to get a little glossy. I think they should have just replayed the commercials from the 1980s, which would surely terrify today's children.
So anyway, Burger King. Always has a boner for McDonald's. Burger King never actually makes Burger King commercials. They make McDonald's attack ads. Like, you know, we're in the season right now, Travis, where every commercial break is just this person's a big piece of shit, and then the next one is, let's say, and the other person's a piece of shit.
Oh, and I can't get enough.
But Burger King is in political attack ad mode all the time. And they have a campaign. I believe it was, I should have written it down, Travis. It's in a foreign country. I want to say it's Sweden. If you go to a Burger King in Sweden and use their restroom, they have it set up that you can say canceled clown three times in the mirror and all the lights go out and like a creepy Ronald McDonald jumps out at you.
You see, this is what Burger King does because they're kind of like an afterthought, I think, for everybody, really, right? Like they're constantly trying to find their footing.
Travis, they're turning their bathrooms into a haunted house.
Yeah, so essentially, yeah, they're like, hey, you guys like Bloody Mary and Candyman? You want to see a creepy clown in our bathrooms to entice you to come into our restaurants and maybe get a flame broiled Whopper?
Didn't they have the promotion where if you put a McDonald's online order in and then canceled it while you were at the, like, geotagged at Burger King, you get, like, a free Whopper, too?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Like if a really you go, amazing troll.
If you go promotion. To a McDonald's and order Burger King.
Ah, that made that was.
Why would you want to send people to your competitor's parking lot? I mean, wouldn't like maybe 1 out of 10 people just be like, ah, fuck it, I'm already here, right?
But if you're like me, you just do both.
So even now, you're going there to see the creepy Ronald McDonald. You're still putting the image of McDonald's in people's heads.
Yeah, but I mean, chances are you're going to get one of those Reese's pies that they have there if you're going in there to see the creepy thing in the mirror.
They got a Reese's pie, Travis?
Oh, yeah.
You're not familiar with the Reese's pie?
I don't believe so, Travis. I'll tell you what, Burger King, they have some good tacos. Like, you know, Jack in the Box, they get a lot of cred for their tacos. Their tacos are fine. Burger King's tacos are better.
I don't believe our Burger King carries the tacos anymore. I think it was limited and didn't stick.
I have tried the Burger King tacos. Mike, you are incorrect.
Am I?
They are not good.
Jimmy,
hey, don't you have a Taco John's or something you can go to, Mike? Who's going to Burger King for tacos?
I mean, you just add one on. You just throw one in there.
Oh, you just taco?
That, I mean, you don't go there Whopper for is the draw tacos, now. Travis.
Is it still the draw? Are people still eating that? I thought that fad passed like 6 months ago.
Well, the people who want who don't eat meat, it tastes like a Whopper. It's no bullshit.
I mean, they do.
I mean, it's not as good as a Whopper, but I mean, it tastes like a Whopper.
All that shit tastes like a Whopper because they spray it whatever makes it taste flame broiled. Like all their burgers taste, they don't fucking actually grill those things. They spray them with whatever spray that is and then they
So maybe they need to pivot their strategy and just sell the spray. If I could just make that taste at home.
Hey, you love the flame broiled Whopper? Well, guess what? Now you can get the flame broiled Whopper Pam. Yeah. That all you got to do is spray it in your skillet. And you can have a Whopper taste at home.
Look, we know you don't want to come into our outdated dining rooms. We know you don't want to see our sad employees behind the thing. Like, couldn't even swing a job at Mickey D's, so they're stuck here. Yeah. Like, just stay at home.
Yeah. And you, spritz. You know that typically our soft drink machine where you can get different flavors of Dr. Pepper is typically broken. So, yeah, go just stay home and buy this can of spray.
Travis, speaking of typically broken, did you see the guy who made the thing that tells you whether or not McDonald's ice cream machines are broke or not?
Was that a thing?
That's so, a map.
On McDonald's app, if you order ice cream, they have a way of shutting off their ice cream so you can't order it online if their ice cream machine's broke. And so this guy set up a program to where, like, he's placing $1,000 McDonald's orders every couple of minutes to check and see if that is shut off. So, like, if I'm at McDonald's, the shake machine's broken, I can press the shake machine's broken button so that people can't order it online. And so he did it so that you can test it. And then I think it's like mcbroken.com or something.
I feel like these innovations are great for the everyday. But when I really think about the time and effort these very smart computer programmers put into stupid shit like the McFlurry machine is broken, couldn't they be doing something to help better society with their knowledge?
Well, and
do you think this motherfucker voted? Or did he spend all his time on the goddamn McBroken.com? That is the website, Mike. You're correct. It's McBroken.com.
And if that works, then why doesn't just the McDonald's app tell you if it's broken?
Well, they don't want to admit that anything is broken.
Go through the trouble of placing the order to say, no, you can't order that. Just say, right. Yeah, it's broken.
No, because they don't want to dissuade you from ordering the things you would order with the McDonald's ice cream.
Correct. Now, Mike, I actually saw this week as well. And did you go any further down the rabbit hole to discover that the ice cream machines have a 4-hour cleaning, self-cleaning cycle that they have to go through every day, and that it's easier to explain, to say to people that it's broken than it is to explain it's going through its cleaning cycle.
Mike, let's get Willie's take on this.
So that there's 4 hours in a day that it's broken?
That it's unavailable. And it's just easier to say
no matter what.
Yes.
Willie,
are you using an inhaler right now, Willie?
Oh, am I online? I'm sorry. Maybe an inhaler. Yeah.
Dubfod goes hard.
All right. Now, did you follow all my instructions?
Yeah, Tommy, I got you. Loud and clear. No deodorants, no colognes.
That's right. Now, if the rumors are true, old man Klickner lost his hearing in the war. So as long as he can't smell us, we should be able to sneak into his place and take whatever we want.
Like taking candy from a baby, right? But you gotta promise me, Tommy, nobody gets hurt.
Of course. This is gonna be a piece of cake.
Kevin Cameo is a normal, everyday fella. What makes his story unique is the cast of kooky characters he encounters along the way. These are the adventures of Kevin Cameo.
Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order? I ain't no chicken. Give me the beef.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. Which burger would you like? So, like, a number one?
Don't worry. My bark is worse than my bite.
Anything else?
There you go. It's the beast I can do.
Sir, this is 64 cents.
Getting strange for all you strangers. This is Strange Label.
How do you know about s'mores?
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Something special. Unforgettable. 50 cents. Just damn. Simple plan. God damn. She want it. I want to give it to her. She know that it's right here for her. I want to see her break it down. Yeah. I'm ballin'. Throwing money around.
She a work girl, she work the pole. She break it down, she take it low. She fine as hell, she bout the dough. She doing a thing out on the floor. Her money, money, she make it, look at the way. She shake it, make you want to touch it, make you want to taste it. How you lustin' for it, going crazy, facing now, don't stop. Get it, the way she shake it, make you want to hit it. Then she double joint it from the way she split it. Got your head fucked up from the way she did it. She's so much more than you used to. She knows just how to move to seduce you. She gon' do the right thing and touch the right spots and dance on your lap till you ready to pop. She always ready. When you want it, she want it like an info. The info, I show you where to meet her. On the late night till daylight, the club jumping. If you want a good time, she gon' give you what you want.
Baby, it's a new age, you like my new craze. Let's get together, maybe we can start a new phase. This moat's got the club all hazy. Spotlights don't do you justice, baby. Why don't you come over here? You got me sitting here. Oh, I'm tired of you.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a Canadian author whose latest offering is a free ebook called What the Hell, I'm Going to Mars. For more information, go to willyhandler.com. The great Willie Handler is here.
What are you guys up to?
Willie.
Well, we want to get your take on something. Mike, go ahead.
So, do you frequent the McDonald's, Willie?
Not recently.
Have you ever gone to a McDonald's and they've said, "I'm sorry, but our ice cream machine's broke," and you really wanted some ice cream, and right. they said it's broke. Apparently, Jim just said it goes through a 4-hour cleaning cycle, so I guess they're broke quite regularly. Why would
I
it take
my sources on that.
4 hours to clean an ice cream machine, Jim? What
well,
takes so long?
You've got dairy and then and the different inner tubings and things of this nature. I mean, it sounds complicated to me. I'm a simple man, though.
My dishwasher only has a 90-minute cycle.
Yes, but you're not using those same pipings to pipe through, you know, ice-cold cream and dairy through it at the same time.
No, 90 no, minutes doesn't sound very efficient.
We don't have any pipes in our dishwasher.
Maybe 2021. You know,
it's my sink.
Yeah,
that's my dishwasher, and it's a 90-minute cycle.
Willie, you missed the opportunity to say I've been married to her for however long.
I can't mention her. No, I haven't had enough to drink.
So, guys, Willie's an author. He just put out a new ebook, which is a prequel to one of his other books. It's called What the Hell, I'm Going to Mars. You can go to willyhandler.com for more information on that.
It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
When you put out a prequel, you know all the controversy with Star Wars and like what order you should watch them in. Like, do you want people to read the prequel before they read the other book? Or is there references made in the prequel that you need to read the other book first and then go back and read it? What do we do, Willie?
When you do a prequel, it should be able to stand alone. And so you can read either book. You don't have to read them in consecutive order because it's a separate story.
Okay, so you can and just read the free prequel.
It provides a bit of a backstory to the original book, so it's not like it doesn't really matter.
Are you putting out a free book right now to entice people to buy your original book? Because if so, that's smart business sense, sir.
Oh, no, I never do anything smart. No, it can't be. That can't be the reason why. No, what? Actually, it is. Okay, there's a bit of a hitch, okay, which is I'm trying to do more marketing through direct email. So you get the book for free, but you have to sign up for my newsletter.
Oh, Mike, it's that sweet, sweet information.
Willie, you're gonna mine my data?
Yep.
Willie, you're getting the data mining business. You can unsubscribe anytime you want.
Yeah, but you already have my email at that point, and then you can sell it to Big Book.
Oh, no. That's against the law.
You said you can unsubscribe at any time, but once they start to get a taste of the Willie Handler newsletter, they're not going to want to.
That's right. You know what? And I there's going to be more giveaways and deals. Oh, it like signing up for my newsletter is like money in the bank.
Oh. There's nothing better than money in the bank.
No, I don't know what that's like, but I hear it's a great deal.
Jim, Willie has been on fire on Twitter lately with the COVID stuff. I'm reading it now. Willie, did you take a COVID test?
Yes, I recently took a COVID test.
They do the thing where they like went way down your nose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Interesting result. I tested positive for negative for COVID, but it turns out I'm pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So I think I can make money off of this, too.
Off your baby?
No, just being pregnant. I mean, like exclusive interviews, People magazine. There's still a People magazine. I'm not too sure.
I think it still exists.
Maybe it's a People website.
So the quarantine, you're kind of a man about town, aren't you? You get around. You do a lot of traveling and stuff. So has this been like a big culture shock for you?
The divorce papers are coming in as we speak.
Oh, you guys are...
Yeah, it's been rough, but you know it's a great time to catch up on shit. Well, anyways,
doing all your shit, huh?
Probably a Netflix.
Oh yeah, you're done with Netflix. You watched it all?
Yeah, I'm into the second time around on Dick Van Dyke reruns.
How long was that? That show was on a long time, wasn't it?
A long time ago.
Yeah, but a long time too.
I think it was only about 4 or 5 years at best.
Wasn't there a Dick Van Dyke murder mystery show?
Diagnosis
Murder.
I'm talking about the original from 1960.
It's not the same character? But,
no, he played... you guys don't know about that. He played a writer for a TV talk show. And it was... the talk show host was Carl Reiner. And Mary Tyler Moore played his wife.
No murders in this.
No, there were no murders whatsoever.
Missed opportunity.
Just a lot of gags.
If you're going back through, you got to get into the Gunsmoke. There's 600 and some odd episodes of that. That show was on for like 20 years.
Absolutely.
My dad watches Gunsmoke on the Heroes and Icons channel, Travis, and he calls me every now and then and he goes, Marshall Dillon killed 4 people today. And that's really all he wanted to tell me. Okay.
How do you respond to your father calling you with a line from Gunsmoke?
No, that Marshall Dillon, he kills a lot of people, Travis. He once gave me the total.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Oh, yeah?
So, you have an election coming up, remember, up in Canada. What's with all these old candidates? Is this the best you can find?
No, we have some young candidates, actually.
No, I see... I look at the presidential candidates and I'm going like, they're like older than me. And then I look at the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House and I'm going, DC's become like a retirement home for politicians.
Yeah, I feel like we put them in office just hoping that they pass away in office.
Willie, I don't know what you're talking about. Kanye West is barely 40.
Well, yeah. When Willie's up there in Canada, they got that young, sexy blackface guy.
Yeah, that hot Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, he does the blue steel look, and then he goes and puts some shoe polish on his face. You know, Willie, our candidates are both garbage, and nobody should vote for either one of them. But I guess we have to, right?
You got to pick something.
According to the sidebar of literally every website I visit, I have to vote. It seems like I don't have a choice.
Man, Facebook is really pissed off that I haven't voted yet. they're hounding me pretty hard to vote.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And you got to get that sticker too, Travis.
Have you heard from the Russians? Have they told you who to vote for yet?
That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, okay.
Willie, I think that the Russians just partly. Generally want us to be confused. I think that we lose either way, and the Russians, they know that.
Is that Trump v. Biden? No matter who wins, we lose.
Yeah, the Russians just want us to be mad.
Political gambling thing, you know. If you could vote for Trump, Biden, or just the public in general losing, that was where I would put my shares.
Yeah, might as well.
Travis, in the chat, Shannon asked, "What about that nice Joe Jorgensen guy?" Shannon, Joe Jorgensen is a gal. She's got a lot of bangs. She almost looks like a sheepdog. Her bangs.
I'm intrigued.
Cover her eyes, and yeah, that's probably who I'll end up voting for. And waste my vote, whatever. Three. But Willie, you guys' big export is Drake, the Canadian rapper Drake. Did you see that he puts raisins in his macaroni and cheese? And is that a normal thing that Canadians do?
I would have to say that's probably something a little unique. You know, he's always. He's trying to always be cutting edge, Drake. So, like, this should come as no surprise.
Yeah. Canadians typically put ketchup in their Kraft dinner. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ketchup on everything. Eggs, you know.
But not raisins.
No.
That's that hardcore playboy life, Mike. That's that hip-hop shit.
Yeah. It's surprising he's still living here, but... He kind of owns the town now. He's probably the only person that is employing anyone anywhere.
Good. Drake's Cakes, Drake's Pizzeria.
Yeah.
I think he owned a string of Claire's Boutiques as well.
Yep. Drake's Metal Fabrication. You
know, clothing stores and stuff like that. He's got like his own dollar store. It's amazing. But everything's like $1,000. It's a Drake $1,000.
So he went the opposite way then.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you guys have the socialized healthcare, right? So you can afford $1,000 store.
Of course, because, you know, we don't have to pay for healthcare.
And from what I understand, it's Ryan Reynolds' sale of Aviation Gin is what is solely funding the Canadian healthcare this year.
I think also, too, isn't he also funneling some of his cell phone company money back into that as well?
Oh, yeah. Which one does he own?
Oh, what is that one called? I'm going to have to go ahead and look that up.
Mint
Sorry.
Mobile?
He did the commercial with Rick Moranis. We know that. We just cannot identify.
Yeah, it's Mint Mobile.
Yeah.
He's a Mint Mobile guy.
Yeah, Mint Mobile. You think that's why Rick Moranis got beat up in New York by some rando is because he was in that Mint Mobile commercial?
For sure. The guy was probably an employee at AT&T or something.
Well, I saw his gait and the way he walked suggested Sprint to me, but I'll take any conjecture you have.
Okay.
So, What the Hell I'm Going to Mars is the name of the book, if I haven't already said it. Travis,
right.
I think last time Willie was
it's
on.
It's free. Don't forget it's free.
It's free. Willie got on Twitter after he was on the show, and he badmouthed us, Travis. He said, they didn't talk about the book at all.
Willie knows us better than that. We barely ever talk about the book.
So I got to get the name of the book in there a few times, Travis.
Yeah, you're doubling down on the book this time, Mike.
Yeah.
I feel like you're overcompensating.
What the hell? I'm going to Mars is the name of the book. It's free if you sign up for Willie's newsletter. So, guys, willyhandler.com. Go there. Check out the book. If you like the book, I got good news for you. There's a sequel to it. But it was already made.
This is some Twilight Zone shit.
Travis, I'm selling the shit out of
you. You guys don't have another book coming out, right?
Willie, when's the next book coming out? You're in quarantine? You're just working your fingers to the bone.
The book is it's about a dairy farmer who becomes a weed farmer.
I remember you discussing this. You've been working on this one for a while.
Oh, it's done. It's done. I'm just waiting for the right moment to bring it out to the world.
When is that moment, Willie? When's the time?
Like probably June dairy, June dairy days, probably.
You think June?
When the pandemic's over in 2026, I'm thinking that would be a good time.
That way you can hit the con circuit.
Exactly. I need to get out of the house and sell some books. With my charming personality and my weird covers.
Is there any kind of cross promotion opportunity with? I know that they've legalized marijuana in Canada. Could you get with the dispensary or something? Maybe get it branded.
I'm gonna be appearing at every dispensary in southern Ontario.
Oh, I'm sure I'll bump into you then.
Yeah. Maybe I can work out a deal where, there's some interesting possibilities here.
Yeah, but you're hitting these dispensaries. Just remember to bring your books with you. You know, it's a forgetful substance, the marijuana.
Yeah.
Oh, poppycock. That's a Canadian expression. I've been using cannabis since I was. Oh, I can't remember now. it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So what else do you guys want to talk about, or do you want to talk to somebody else?
I still think we need to get to the bottom of these ice cream machines.
Did you get my photo of a dogs in bow ties?
Oh wow! Did you send us some dogs in bow ties, Willie?
I thought I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
In this time of divisiveness, if we could get anything to bring us a little bit of joy, it is definitely dogs and bow ties.
Oh, you know, dogs and bow ties are much more classier than dogs within pants.
That's true.
No question. Oh, I will make sure that happens. It's just going to mysteriously appear in your inbox.
Where do we all fall on cats and burkas?
Oh, boy.
Cats and burkas.
That's a really charged question.
I don't think you're going to get a cat to cooperate with the burka thing.
Well, if you staple it to the cat's head, you'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. They're going to scratch your eyes out.
Do you think there's an opportunity to upgrade the bow ties to full-on dickies on the dogs?
Let me see.
That might be a bridge too far. Sometimes I'm a little pie in the sky, Willie. I can't help it, you know?
Dogs and suspenders.
I have not seen any dickies around for dogs. I'm sure they exist.
Well, maybe this book thing doesn't work out. Me and you can start working on that.
Collaboration.
That's true.
I got to tell you, there is a market for all things dogs. My wife recently brought home a Halloween costume for our large dog. She will be going dressed as a squirrel this Halloween. Wow. So there's a market for all things dogs.
Travis, Willie needs pictures of this when it happens.
I don't know. That's like crossing animals. I'm not into that kind of thing.
Our little dog, the Pomeranian / Chihuahua, will be going as a hot dog this year.
Oh, classic.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, Willie's latest offering, it's called What the Hell, I'm Going to Mars. It's a prequel. And for more information, you can get it at williehandler.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Get all the latest goings on. Willie, take care of yourself, man.
Thank you, you too. You hide. Hey, COVID's free.
Yeah, you hide. You order some Postmates, and you don't let it get you.
Absolutely. Stay well, guys, and stay safe.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
George, I like Willie.
I like Willie. It's always good to check in with Willie once in a while, now, see what's going on.
Jim, you want to make some extra bucks, right? You're trying to get gigs going with Willie. I got a proposition for you.
Okay,
you're gonna love this.
I was afraid that I'd laid my ambition too bare on the show, but I only got one shot at Willie, and I had to take it. So I do apologize.
You did say you were gonna take a step back this go round, but I mean, like you said, you guys got to shoot a shot.
Yeah.
Now, okay, escape rooms is all the rage. You got those all over the place, right? Now, obviously, we have to wait until people can go places again.
Oh, our escape rooms are open.
I feel, it's escape room with higher difficulty settings now. It's just like on master difficulty. You have to escape the COVID left in there.
It fogs up your damn glasses. Can't see where the hell you're going. Yeah, I get it. Okay. There's escape rooms everywhere. But eventually, people are going to get tired of these goddamn escape rooms. It's a fad. Got the next thing, Travis.
Yep, absolutely.
Food fight rooms.
Oh, hold on.
Food fight, right? It would be fun to have a food fight, right? Have you ever had one? I haven't.
Now, it sounds I never have, but it sounds delightful to me, but I feel like it's my responsibility to get into the mind of drunk so I can shit on this. So give me a sec.
You gotta do some of that.
Marijuana tourism. Dressers. I think I'm there, and Mike, that's dumb. Nobody wants to get their clothes dirty.
Well, I mean, you dress for the event.
What, you're going to give somebody a smock every time? Like a paint for me studio?
I mean, you remember, Travis, in Tiger King, when Joe Exotic was going to all the Walmarts and getting all the post-dated meat?
Yeah, of course.
You make deals with people. You say, okay, this stuff's out of date. You can't sell it anymore. Give it all to us.
I don't really even feel like you'd need to do that. If you were a very industrious entrepreneur, you would just employ somebody part-time to go behind these grocery stores and just pillage their garbage cans.
Well, I mean, there's probably rules. You probably can't do that, right?
In the dark of night, you can.
But I mean, like, don't you have to?
Travis is correct. According to the U.S. Penal Code, in the dark of night, anything does go.
You have to account for where you're getting your stuff, don't you? You have to like tell people, hey, you know, we got all these Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies from Walmart. They were a couple days out of date.
You just tell them it's prop meat created in your prop factory.
So now I'm going to shoot some actual holes in this, Mike.
Okay.
You see a food fight in a movie, and there's a lot of slow motion. There's a lot of reaction shots, cut to. But in all actuality, to get all the physical food that you would have on your lunch tray airborne, 15 seconds maybe, max?
So you're saying it wouldn't take enough? Well, good. Then you can turn over the room and
sell more food off the floor or whatever's hit you.
I feel like this is how I feel like you remedy this, right? When you come in, there's different tiers of food fight room, and really it's kind of down to the individual. So instead of selling people tickets to the food fight room, you sell them a specific amount of pounds in their own trough. So you just sell people like a big trough, like a giant mixing bowl or something full of different foods, and you can purchase the large mixing bowl, the extra large mixing bowl, and for the toddlers you sell them one of those little mixing bowls because they're going to barely be able to scoop that shit out and get it across the room. So I feel like that is your ticket price, is how much food do you want to throw?
How about this, Travis? Do you like this? VIP level, you get a t-shirt cannon filled up with mashed potatoes.
Oh, yes, I do like that.
So I mean, we dress the room like they do. You know, like when you win the World Series and like you go back to the... dressing room, and they have like the tarps up so that everybody can shoot.
Okay, so you're doing the tarps.
Oh, that's so you're going to
that's your cleanup option.
You're going to Dexter the room then.
Dexter clean.
Yeah, you Dexter the room so that, you know, everybody can squirt champagne on each other and wear goggles. I guess everybody's going to have to wear goggles.
Yeah,
so
there's got to be safety equipment.
Yeah, because I mean, you don't want to get like, you know, the stuff in your eyeballs, because yeah. then everybody will be like, hey, you encouraged this. You told us to throw meat at each other. And now I'm blind.
Well, I feel like this is a business that you automatically have to have like a waiver that people sign when they walk in. It's like, okay, what size bucket do you want? Also sign this saying that we will not be liable for any injuries received today.
And I would imagine that you probably just need to sell the room to a group. You probably don't want individuals going in there, because then you'll get like weirdos and like militant people who just want to hurt people.
This isn't like a random laser tag thing where you can just let anybody into the laser tag room. This has got to be sold by groups of 4+.
Yeah, you get like a Joey with the mullet who's like a AAA pitcher in Albany, and he's fucking like hammering you with dinner rolls.
It's like all he does on Saturday afternoon. On Saturday afternoon, all he does is just sit at the food fight room and just like pelt people in the head with fucking pieces of tenderloin.
Now, Jim, Courtney in the chat, she has E. coli concerns. I guess mm-hmm. do we have to cook all this stuff?
Oh boy,
is there like a mass way we can cook it all? So that people don't get E. coli.
Can I seriously, before we get to that question, really honestly say that I think this would be like an amazing first or second date?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Just like, it'd be like, oh, what do you want to do? I just met you on like Tinder. We'll get together.
Let's
maybe
go to
we,
food
maybe
fight
we
room.
Start with like a cup of coffee in the afternoon and be like, okay, let's set a date for this week. How about Friday? Yep, Friday sounds good. I'll pick you up at your place. Wear some clothes that you're not particularly fond of. And then you pull up at the food fight room, and then you just start pelting your potential new romance with just like lobs of spaghetti.
And you know what I'm wearing to that date? My sheerest, whitest t-shirt.
Oh, baby.
I just want to make sure I can sit, you know, it's the second date. I want to put the goods out on Front Street.
That's right. That's exactly right. White t-shirt, white jeans.
Jim, I would like to think that drunk would be behind me on this one.
No chance.
No? You don't think?
Now, here's another. Let me throw some more stones.
Okay.
Isn't half the appeal of the food fight that you're doing it in this pristine environment where the food is not meant to be on the walls? Isn't that half?
Yeah,
the thing.
You do not want to Dexter-proof these rooms, because it is half of the enjoyment is the fact that you not only decorated
people
the
with fun
food,
of a food fight is to throw food at somebody and get food on them.
Listen to me. This is how we're going to remedy this. We are going to turn the food fight room will be decorated. It will look like maybe a dinner. We'll have different rooms. So one will be like a long dinner table, like a fancy dinner table.
Charles, I think we're thinking the same way. Go ahead.
With with candles and the side stuff. But this will all be fake shit. And it'll be kind of like the interior of a school bus, to where when the kids throw up on the school bus, they can just grab the hose and just hose out.
Oh, so
all
we just hose
vomit.
Down food fight room at the end?
Exactly. So this is a giant plastic room with a drain in the center that we just hose down the different rooms. You got the cafeteria room. You got the dining room. I don't know. We got, what is it, like a food truck? Maybe you want to decorate
something like a cafeteria?
Truck. School cafeteria. You got to have that. So just different rooms. You choose the room. You choose the size of your bucket. When you're done, old Schmitty back there just grabs the high power hose and just hoses everything down the drain, a big garbage disposal in the middle of the room, and then you bring on the next group of idiots.
Travis, I think you're halfway there.
Okay.
I think
bring me home.
Missing one element. We still have got to pad out this time a little bit. How do we do that?
Oh, okay. So that people
get a
fun evening. Yeah,
it's like
so it's not
dinner,
just like
the, what do they call the plays that during dinner or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
So you have actors planted, and then they have to incite or something happens to incite the food fight. So now everyone gets to play a little part.
So you got like in the school cafeteria, you have somebody playing the bully.
Yeah, and he's dressed like that fucking dude from Karate Kid.
Yeah. Hey, Four Eyes, what are you going to do about it? I just flipped your tray.
Okay, Jim.
You get a little wiener with you and your date, and then you get to impress your date by just fucking him up with some goddamn sauerkraut in the eye.
Yep, Salisbury steak right upside the ear.
Jim, pad out the time. Here we go. When you come in, you get to watch the food fight before you.
Okay.
And then when you're done with your food fight, you get to go in a room and watch your food fight in slow motion, as you said before. That people have slow motion,
like
different angles.
Like somebody's in the back room auto-editing the video.
Right.
Making gifts that you can sell. You know, it's I'll send this gift to your email for $4.99.
Right.
Well, you buy a flash drive for $15. Oh,
you can get all kinds of great action shots in 8x10 in a little folder, Jim. $29.99 a piece.
With a Jello jiggler hitting you right in the ass crack. Oh,
this is perfect because this sets the sky's the limit for add-ons to this package. Then
mushing fucking mashed potatoes in your date's face.
And how about, do you really want to pad the time out so you can have the option to where you do choose like the vat of food you want, but it is time released. So at first, only a half a pound of food is like shot out into your corner in like one of those like prison slots. And you have this amount of food to throw, and more food is not going to come out for another, say, 45 seconds.
Mm.
So you can hoard that food and have a bunch of it, or you can throw it all right away in anticipation of more coming out. Or you can be the guy who all of a sudden still has 3 pounds of food left and just pastes everybody right in the kisser.
And maybe, Travis, maybe we put a restaurant on the end of it that everybody can go sit afterwards in the soil.
I'm going to say that's not a good idea.
Mashed potatoes close.
The restaurant should be
and
on
have real
top
food.
Of all of the rooms. The ceilings of the rooms should be like tempered glass so you can sit on top of the rooms. And while you're enjoying your meal, you can look down to see the food fights going on.
No. That fucking movie on Netflix, Platform? Platform that shit.
There you go.
This big feast comes down in the restaurant, and everyone has to go out like animals for 60 seconds, and it drops down to the food fight room, and they start fighting with whatever you didn't eat.
Or just maybe you put your scraps, your food scraps onto the platform and it just drops down like the T-bone and obviously you didn't eat the baked potato skin. So that's going down there. So it's like a bonus for the people doing food fights.
Guys, I think this one was a big winner. I think that you guys took this idea from good to great.
Yeah, I feel like you need to LLC this shit real fast. Yeah. Why don't you send yourself a... self-addressed stamped envelope with this idea in it.
Yeah. the next round is funding. So, Mike, I know you do have some celebrity numbers in there. Let's get on the Google machine and see who has the largest, you know, net worth and start, you know, just start sending out some informational packets to them.
Yeah, start the GoFundMe and then just send all of our famous friends a link.
That's a poor man's copyright, Travis. Okay, guys.
And you don't want to write this up. Just put it on a flash drive. Put that print flash drive and just email that or just mail that shit to yourself. That'll be fine.
Jim, I have a completely unnecessary Trump clip that I wanted to play you guys. It has nothing to do with anything.
Is it as good as the soup can? Is it as good as the soup can one?
The one about throwing soup.
They just throw soup. They pretend like they're taking it to their families, but they're throwing soup.
Travis, I like this one, so I clipped it because I thought it was funny.
All right.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
Four more years, am I right?
Yeah, no kidding. He is legit funny, Travis. You can't say he's not funny.
That is, if you can say anything about Trump, is he straight up doesn't give a shit and says some fucking wackadoo shit.
Travis, and do we want to talk about the Jeffrey Toobin thing? Did you see the Jeffrey Toobin thing?
Who that?
Is
it that the mayor of? That's the New York.
Oh,
guy
you guys don't know about this at all?
Yeah, he's a guy who jacked off on Zoom from New Yorker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he jacked off on Zoom. He wrote, like, the definitive book on the OJ trial. And I mean, he's a pretty famous guy, you know, in that circle. And so
he's 60 years old.
Yeah.
My hat's off to him.
Yeah. Good for
what,
him.
That he's still jacking off, Jim? You're giving him kudos?
I hope in 20 years I'm still jacking off, you know, things have gone right then.
Yeah, and I hope I don't need like one of those weird rhino pills from the down at the convenience store to even be able to do it, you know.
Trevor's the fact that you could be 60 years old, have a casual business meeting, and then immediately say, I'm still horny as shit. The laptop's on. I mean, it's a utility.
I mean, the meeting's on, but fuck it. I got some free time here.
I mean, do you think I'm going to shut my laptop down when this is done?
I'd hope not.
You know what I mean? Like, I already plugged it in. It's already on.
Jim, there was one time that I didn't turn off the broadcast, and it went all night. And the Wednesday morning, I came down here and was playing with myself and noticed that I was broadcasting the Wednesday morning after our show. And I don't think anybody was listening, Jim, because who would just listen to my
empty... could be holding on to the audio for your eventual presidential run.
Like, my microphone wasn't on, but like they could hear what I was watching because they can hear you guys, and I was watching it on the thing that they can hear you guys from.
Maybe. Some really devoted listeners just stuck around through the silence for like a very long Easter egg.
They thought it was like an encore situation. They thought they were going to come back on.
Oh, they're still, like, he's going to come back. I know it.
12 hours later, Mike's going to pop on.
Oh, we got him.
Now, if somebody was listening, what would they have heard, Mike? What type of video do you think was on?
Stick it in my granty panties.
I mean, just what is just probably normal stuff, Jim. Like, you know, P's going into V's.
Oh, did your sister tell you about this?
But Mike, did you see this about the Anchorage mayor? Anchorage's mayor and the lady who was the news anchor?
Well, Jim, I wanted to play you OJ's response to Jeffrey Toobin.
Okay. I did.
Damn!
Yes. Because he...
Damn!
I pulled the wrong one. This is just...
Oh, that sounded like just like a reaction video.
This is just OJ saying...
Damn! Mike
found that audio from that Wednesday morning.
it goes on longer. I wanted to keep this one. I screwed up.
There's one thing Mike loves to jerk off to. It's OJ reaction videos.
He's trying to make the catchphrase, I'm just saying a thing. At the end of every one of his videos, he says, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's like his sign off?
Yeah, he has a sign off. He's pretty cool.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not bad. I mean, he's a fucking charismatic guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, here's the full thing.
Travis. Here we go.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
And the timely reference to Pee-wee.
Oh, Jake.
Well, I mean, he was gone for a while, Jim.
At this point.
He missed some things.
Although, at the same time, we're still referencing OJ's murder trial, and that happened about the same time.
It's true.
Some things never die. Unlike, never mind.
Jim, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have what you would say? It's like a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about?
I just finished the second season of Pen 15 on Hulu.
Is that a high quality program?
Boy, I enjoyed it. Very funny. Produced by Andy Samberg. I've decided, like, Andy Samberg is maybe not... I find him charming, I don't think he's, like, the funniest guy. Like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine has this following that is... like the Rick and Morty following, where I see the quality in it, and it's not particularly for me, but I see that it's good. But the rabid devotees to it kind of throw me a little bit.
I really enjoy Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I wouldn't say that it's, you know, like one of my all-time favorite things. I will say with Andy Samberg, Hot Rod is a classic, and Popstar has quickly become one of my top top movies of
Palm Springs is very good on Hulu as well.
Also like that.
Yeah. Travis, folks in the chat are they're debating whether or not you're inebriated. Are you a little tipsy, Travis?
Am I tipsy? No, not this evening.
Oh.
I'm on my second drink.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything weird going on with old Travi. Sounded fine to me.
I'll tell you, I've had a couple of drinks, but there are plenty of nights that I'm very tipsy on this show, and this is not one of them.
Yeah, I would say check out Pen 15. It was really good.
I'll take a look.
Is that leet for penis, Jim?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Travis, pick of the week, Travis?
Travis's pick of this week here is all 5 days of the week this week that the Chicago Bears are not playing football.
They didn't do too good yesterday?
It was a steaming pile of shit. They looked terrible. It was unwatchable. It hurt my feelings. Chicago Bears stink, is a great five-day break.
Didn't they start off 3-0, Travis? They won the first three games of the season.
They're 5-1 going into last night.
But they had a win differential of 12 points.
Anybody out of the water, but they still won. And that's really all that matters when you're talking the NFL.
That's what happens when you pass on Trubisky.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's undefeated.
He is 3-0. That's correct. That is my official pick of the week. My unofficial pick of the week is Borat 2.
I enjoyed it.
Subsequent movie film I thought was very funny. It was amazing to see Sacha Baron Cohen slip right back into that role perfectly. The gal he cast as his daughter was just as good as him breaking in situations. I couldn't believe how she wasn't breaking in all of these situations with these real people, especially when they were in the doctor's office asking a doctor to get a little baby out of her that her father put inside of her. Borat 2 delivered for me on all fronts.
You know, what I've been saying about it personally is I think it was very good. I think it's impossible to recapture sort of what we had with the first Borat, where I wasn't familiar with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right.
When the first one came out, and then I still think the scene with him and his producer in that convention hall is maybe one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. And you just can't do that again. No. So there isn't a moment akin to that, but I still thought it was consistently good and funny. And I've been saying exactly what you said about his co-star. I thought she was brilliant.
Just amazing. He found another one. Like, his producer in the first one was an amazing find and was just perfect for the role, and she is the same. And I agree with you. When we went to see Borat in the theater, I had no idea what to expect, so it was shocking. And this, you knew what you were getting with this motion picture, but I feel like it still delivered everything you wanted out of a Borat movie. So, yeah. Borat 2.
Travis, I have a pick of the week. I'm gonna.
What is your pick of the week, Mike?
Love to hear it.
There's a show on Netflix, and it was a show on CBS, strangely enough. It's a broadcast network show. It's called Evil. Have you ever heard of Evil?
Oh, that's starring Luke Cage, Power Man.
Right.
5,000.
Pretty good. Watch like 3 episodes of it so far. I like it. You know what it is, though? It's one of those things where, and I guess nobody's really a policeman. It's like a priest man and like a gal who testifies about psychology or something. But it's still that same thing. You know, it's like, we need a smart person to help the policeman, but they're not a policeman.
Wonderful.
Like a
smart janitor.
Yeah, like a smart janitor that picks through the trash.
It's a Will Hunting scenario.
Yeah, but these guys, they're just trying to find like possessions and stuff, and it's pretty good. We've been binging it, as the folks say, and I like it.
Only one season, though, right? And not renewed for a second, I believe.
I believe there is a second season coming, Travis.
Is there? Very nice. Very nice.
So,
well, if Netflix got its hands on it, you can guarantee that second season, and then that's it.
Yeah, well, it's,
and they're done.
It's trending right now, so maybe people are finding Evil late because
is it in the top 10?
Yeah, because I had never heard of Evil, even though it was on CBS. You'd think that, you know, somebody would have said, hey, man, I've been watching that Evil, but I haven't heard of it until it gets on fucking Netflix.
I bet you could make a game, Mike, for the show where you could take current running CBS shows and make up, like, titles to broadcast, you know, comedies or dramas and yeah. see if and who can point out which is the actual show.
Yeah, you could even go so far as to say, hey, remember that FX show starring this guy? Well, he's in this CBS show as this person playing against this person. It's called blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you'd still probably be terrible at the game.
Yeah.
Guys, that was it. That's the show, right? That's it. Jim, you gonna what are you gonna do for Halloween? Are you just gonna get in the car and like chuck candy out the window at people, or are you hoping nobody comes?
We're following CDC guidelines. We are not trick or treating. Our neighborhood has not shut it down. In fact, some parents on the other end of the cul-de-sac we're trying to have a get together. We politely declined, made up an excuse. Because they didn't want to have a COVID party with them. Plus, one of them named their router Trump 216 with their address. So I thought maybe they're not my kind of people.
Churches doing drive-through trick-or-treating.
But we're doing something similar. We're driving to our relatives' houses, and we're going to trick-or-treat with, like, a gift bag at each one.
I thought it would be fun just to drive around and, like, all the kids. Where did I see that? The kids were just going to sit in their front yards, and you drive around and chuck candy at them.
Yeah, reverse like trick-or-treating. Yeah,
that's what I want to do. I would have a fucking ball doing that. Let's make that a thing.
Can you put anything together to make a facsimile of a child in your car? Like, can you dress your dog? Is your dog the right size?
No. I'm going to throw candy at the children.
Oh, you want to throw? I thought you wanted to.
The children just go out in their front yard, sit in a lawn chair, and we drive by and we throw it at them. No,
I'm all for it.
Yeah. Take this Hershey bar, you little motherfucker.
those candied apples are going to be pretty rough on some people's like paint jobs and stuff, but.
Well, Jim, thanks for coming and doing the show on short notice. We appreciate it.
Always wonderful to talk to you, Jim.
It was a real joy. Make sure you guys on this very same network, Strange Label, I have a show called Not Safe for Water Coolers. We are live every other Friday, sometimes, usually.
Every other Friday, Jim?
That's what we're back to, the bi-weekly schedule, yeah.
You know what you ought to do, Jim? You ought to post that on like the social media when you're going to do a show.
People have suggested that, sure.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. I mean, you're doing a live show. You want people to know it's going on, right?
Yeah, I think we'll try. I think we got one coming up on Friday. I think I'll give that a try.
Guys, this Friday.
Interesting.
Tune in to Not Safe for Water Coolers, and it'll be a good time. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Forgiven. And if you want roses, you can go buy a bouquet. If that just won't cut it, well, what can I say? You're what keeps me believing the world's not gone dead. Strengthen my bones, put the words in my head when they pour out to paper. It's all for you, 'cause that's what you do. That's what you do. I want to know your fear from your feet to the back of your ears when they raise the landing gear. Will your heart stay here? If you could forgive me for being so brash, well, you could hit me or whip me. Oh, I'd savor each lash. You're what keeps me believing the world's not gone dead. strength still be mine.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. Be back next week. Thanks again. Bye.
Keeps me believing the world's not gone dead. Strength in my bones. Put the words in my head when they pour out to paper. It's all for you.
Yeah. I want you to know it's over.